We have to remember when we look at the Ten Commandments that each of the commandments is really about how to love God with all of our heart and mind and strength, and how to love our neighbor as ourself. And while the commandments are phrased in the negative, each one of them is seeking to carve out a certain area for an affirmative heart and mind that we are to have toward God, toward life in general, and toward other people. And we certainly see that in the 10th commandment, which forbids covetousness. For the Bible tells us in many different places, it tells us in Proverbs, it tells us in the book of James and others, that covetousness, that is looking at somebody else's life, looking at what they have, it may be what they have personally, it may be their looks, their personality, it may be their wealth, it may be things, it may be their relationships, their family, what have you, but looking at others and feeling a sense of discontentment with what we have, and a building kind of a sense of resentment toward the other person for, in our perception, having more than we do. This is really at the root of all kinds of evil in the world. This is the root of the tree of murder. Again, not all murder results in homicide, because it starts out in the heart. It starts out with a feeling of resentment. It's been well pointed out that envy is that little thing inside us as fallen humanity that makes us not altogether happy when a close friend of ours receives some kind of a blessing that we don't. By the same token, envy is also that little thing in us that makes us not altogether sad when a close friend of ours befalls some kind of a hardship that we don't. And what that does is show our insecurity and the fact that we typically walk in faithlessness. That's our tendency. So we're always wanting to compare ourselves with others. We're wanting to sustain our sense of self-worth and well-being in comparison for others. And so when we feel like we're doing at least as well or better than others, that makes us feel good. When we see somebody else that we're in close association with receive some sort of a blessing that we don't, that makes us feel somehow we've been slighted. The contentment that is being guarded and promoted here through the 10th commandment is one that is really a product of gratitude. And gratitude is a product of faith. It's faith in the God who's promised us, first at creation and then again preeminently through Christ, that he presides over everything and he works everything in the world in detail for our good. The kind of heart and mind that we're being encouraged to have here is the one that we see in Joseph in the Old Testament, who's one of the greatest pictures of Christ from the Old Testament. Now, you remember that things did not seem to go well for Joseph on the front end. His brothers resented him. His brothers were envious of him. His brothers were going to kill him, and then they decided that they'd be nice and just sell him into slavery. And so he's taken off into slavery. He's taken to Egypt. There, again, because of his faithfulness, because of his faith in God, because he sees life through the lens of faith, that whatever is happening to him is not outside the providence of God. It's not outside the goodness of God. Wherever he goes, he tends to rise to the top because of those qualities that are showing through. And that happens in Potiphar's house. And then he gets knocked down again because Potiphar's wife falsely accuses him of attempting to rape her when actually she was trying to seduce Joseph. So he ends up in prison. There in prison, he comes to a position of trust once again. And even when he helps some of the servants of the king be able to get out, they forget about him. And so it just seems like he's going to be buried in prison forever. But we see in the story of Joseph that this whole time, God is presiding over his life in every detail. It's not like God is far away and doesn't realize what's happening. God is governing in every detail what is coming into Joseph's life, and all of it is out of love. Every single thing that happens to Joseph is to prepare Joseph for a position of greatness that God intends for him. But he has to learn to walk by faith in these circumstances first. And then we see what later God does with Joseph's life. And we see this heart and mind when he's reunited with his brothers. Of course, his brothers betrayed him. If it had been left to some of them, he would have been dead. But then he gets sold into slavery, all these things that he's done. And yet when his brothers realize who he is and that he is second only to Pharaoh in all of Egypt, they're greatly afraid. What they're expecting is retribution. They're expecting him to get even with them. And of course, he could have just taken their heads right then and there. In other words, they're assuming that Joseph is like them because that's the way that their hearts would work. But Joseph says, basically, he tells them not to worry about it. He says, you intended it for evil. You did. What you did was wrong. You have to confess that and so forth. But he said, God intended it for good. So Joseph is not locked into this envious state of mind, which is going to take him down, 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 and let him live his life in a prison of constantly comparing himself to other people and trying to gain some kind of fragile sense of self-worth from that. He sees it through the eyes of faith. He says, you intended it for evil. You did. It was sin for you. But God didn't intend it for evil. Everything that came into my life came from God's hand. So Joseph maintained this attitude of gratitude, of faith, and you see the generosity that it produces. He didn't want to get even with his brothers. He wanted to see his brothers come to the same faith that he had. This is the attitude that we're supposed to have. And if we have that attitude, then we are going to have the contentment, an affirmative contentment, not a resignation of not caring about anything, not a Buddhist contentment, but an affirmative contentment that is produced by the gratitude of knowing that everything that comes into our life comes from the hands of God. And so I commend this heart to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.